scholarly communication is rapidly changing, and information managers in private companies and other sectors are finding new ways to serve their users. Social media, mobile devices, data mining, semantic technologies, and other developments are creating a whole new environment for publishing. Yet the old standby, the journal article, seems to have no rival yet. New challenges and opportunities for information specialists will be discussed in depth at the Pharma Biomed Conference in Venice later this month. Hello and welcome to Rights Direct Special Programming Within Beyond the Book, the podcast series produced by Copyright Clearance Center, CCC. My name is Victoriano Colodron, and I work for Rights Direct, the European subsidiary of CCC. I am speaking to you today from Madrid, Spain, and joining me from Paris is Hervé Basset, a French expert in scientific information management, who contributes regularly to magazines like Research Information and Information Today, and who is also very active on his two blogs, one in English and the other in French. Thank you for being with us, Hervé, and welcome to Beyond the Book.
Thank you for your invitation.
Thank you, Hervé. With a master degree in library and information science, Hervé Basset has worked as a librarian at a big pharmaceutical company since 2001. Prior to that, he was the head of a science library in a private university for 8 years. In addition, Hervé is an independent consultant with a special expertise in online services such as bibliographical databases and e-journals platforms. He speaks regularly at conferences such as Pharma Biomed and Online Information, and is writing at the moment a book on social media impact in the pharmaceutical industry and the STM publishing. So, Hervé, if I'm not mistaken, your current interest focuses on monitoring technologies, social media, and the application of Web 2.0 to science business. I would be interested in knowing your opinion about the increasing professional use of social media by company researchers, and how this may be affecting the use of more traditional sources of information like scientific journals.
The Web 2.0 will have an enormous impact on the science communication, and that scientists will be the leaders of the 2.0 pack. Actually, except the open access movement, of course, the impact of Web 2.0 technologies and services is relatively low on the science world, especially for corporate researchers. There are more barriers than benefits. For confidentiality reasons, most of huge companies still forbid the access to social networks like Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Social media, which are massively adopted on the private sphere, have not yet demonstrated a high value on the professional life. Science blogs and wikis are as well not seen as reliable sources. For this aspect, scientists are rather conservative. Peer-reviewed journals and paid databases are still the predominant models to get the science so far.
Okay, that's interesting. And I think that we could also discuss specific scientific social media, because on top of general social media, what we have seen in the last few years is the creation of these kind of specific social media for scientists. Would you, Hervé, say that these tools have a kind of managed to find their place in scholarly communication? And could you perhaps mention some specific examples?
Yes, we are currently writing down with another science communication with David Stewart. We are trying to have a global vision of successes and poor stories of the Science 2.0, and to keep the catchword mainly used before 2010. What we found is that there are more failures than success stories. A few services only had a significant impact. We could mention Mendeley, a web-based and collaborative reference manager, Biomed Experts, a network to identify experts on Medline, or My Experiment to share labs, notes and data, and of course the open access movement in general. But virtual worlds, science, social networks, and wiki are complete failures, for instance, for the scholarly communication point of view. For instance, this week, Elsevier has discontinued Sciatopics, a science wiki experience, which failed to demonstrate high interest for scientists. Nature has stopped its adventure in Second Life last year.
Right. And how are corporate librarians responding to this growing use of social media and the Web 2.0 made by the users they mainly serve, the researchers? How do you think, Hervé, that this is affecting the role of company information professionals?
I think that they respond in demonstrating what is the real value of the web services for researchers and for their companies. Many researchers are switching to free web service, of course, such as, let's mention Scholar Google, to find literature. But corporate librarians can demonstrate how risky it is for the company in terms of data privacy and what is the poor efficiency behind the so-called free websites. It was demonstrated how a researcher waste his time and so the money of his company using Scholar Google instead of paid databases which are linked to high quality content and which is legally subscribed by the company. Most of the time I would say that librarians are the best internal advisor as they have a good knowledge of the social media context and many experience with free web services.
Right. Let's now change the subject. I would like to introduce the concept of mobile devices, the use of mobile devices by researchers to access scientific information, which is one of the topics which will be also discussed during the Pharma Biomed conference. Do you, Hervé, think that corporate researchers will become more and more fond of using their tablets and smartphones for business purposes? And what are the specific challenges here for information managers?
Yes, Ali, we feel a strong demand from internal clients for iPad and smartphone, especially in the US. But I think that this demand is more related to curiosity and fashion more than to real professional needs. Actually, to use an iPad, for instance, for professional need is so far a real challenge as the environment of Apple devices is not really compatible with the Microsoft world, which is so far the business standard. The dependence to wireless access and to cloud services is so far hardly acceptable in the professional context. Once again, it is really important to make a clear distinction between what is hot at home and what is efficient at work. We are on the limits of the consumerization of the IT. Anyway, of course, the information delivery to mobile devices is on the roadmap of every project in every library, and it is clear that it is the future challenge of librarians to catch these consumers where they are.
Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting. Now let's go back to something you mentioned a bit earlier, and it's something that you have also covered in some of your blog posts. And it's the issue of the use of certain free scientific information resources. What is your specific view on this issue?
I would say that the biggest issue is to consider popular free web services like Scholar Google as exhaustive databases because it is used fast and accessible from everywhere and anytime. Of course, we understand perfectly why it seduces so many users, but such services give only a small fraction of the world's science publications. The point is that life science companies cannot be satisfied with such basic information. In our context, companies have to make sure that their researchers have access to the world literature which is published. They cannot afford to miss a critical information which may concern a molecule, a clinical data, or some safety issues related to their products. So that means that companies do invest in databases provided by esteemed publishers to stay on the top of the competition, of course.
Exactly. And now my final question. This is something that you have also touched on during this conversation, but I would like you to come back to the role of information managers in this changing landscape. How do you see the future for these professionals? What will be key for them to continue to offer value to their companies?
It's a good question. I would say that more than ever before, researchers need information professionals to help them in this messy environment where they are completely lost. The science communication world is now so confused with different publishing models, with so numerous web services, then researchers are hardly capable to sort the right information and to go to the right sources, to the appropriate sources. So the role of librarians is clearly moving to a role as information consultant. Researchers and the managers of companies need to have a reference person to give advice and to produce internal guidelines. And the copyright issue is a very good business case. The situation is so confused for employee managers at multinational companies that most of them, you know that, do not apply basic rules only by lack of knowledge. So the information manager is really the right person to publish guidelines and to implement internal solutions to avoid such legal issues.
Yeah, so I think we all clearly see the challenges that you are discussing. And yeah, we take the message. You see corporate librarians as information consultants to help researchers benefit from the information in what you called a messy environment. I liked that. So, Hervé, it's been really a pleasure to have you on Beyond the Book today. Thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And for those of you in the audience who would like to know more, may I recommend you visit Hervé's blogs at scienceintelligence.wordpress.com and in French, intelligencescientifique.wordpress.com, and also the Pharma Biomed conference website at www.pharma-bio-med.com. Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, CCC, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, images, and blogs. Rights Direct is CCC's European subsidiary. You can learn more at www.rightsdirect.com and be sure to follow Rights Direct on Twitter. Again, my name is Victoriano Colodrón in Madrid, Spain. From all of us at Rights Direct and Copyright Clearance Center, thank you for listening to Beyond the Book.